In our last conversation with Magnum TI a week ago, he was interested to see how his club would respond to playing three straight games in 3 days. Well, I think he was very happy with what he saw at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas in the opener. Get by Loyola of Chicago, 63-61. We'll always remember that alley-oop dunk, Marcus Bingham Jr. Then they take on number 22, UConn. Get past them, 64-60, utilizing a 9-0 run. They were only down by two at the half to the defending national champion Baylor Bears. Then I think they ran out of gas a little bit. Let's find out, shall we? Coach, how are you?
Morning, Coach.
Well, first let me apologize. I didn't sleep in yesterday, but I guess I just missed your call, so I apologize for that. But
well, I was off, and I know that you have in your contract that you can only come on when I'm here. So
there you go. There you go. I knew it was,
there you go.
You were still celebrating your win. I got it. I got
right,
it. I don't
right.
Mind. You know, we did play better basketball down there. I mean, we played three really good teams. I mean, I expect all three of those teams to be in the NCAA tournament. And as good as Kansas was, you know, I think Baylor was the best team we played. And maybe, believe it or not, UConn and Kansas. I mean, so we played some good people already. And Loyola is a very, very good team. And Drew's done a nice job with them. So, yeah, I was pleased with a lot of it. We had some spurts, you know, where we really played well, and then we had a couple we didn't play well. Turnovers are still becoming, you know, a problem as I'm looking at stats all over the country, and I'm seeing turnovers are more of a problem. I don't know if it's because a lot of new people or what, but definitely an issue for us that I haven't corrected yet. If we correct that, I think, you know, our two losses against the fourth and sixth ranked team in the country. And both times we played pretty good the first half and yet did not finish the game. So that's something we're going to keep working on.
Well, the turnover thing, Coach, is interesting. 19 against Baylor, that was probably the difference maker because Baylor turned it into 22 points. But correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, watching these games unfold, the turnovers not occurring in the transition game, they're of the unforced variety. Is that an easier situation to correct?
Well, it's disappointing because I think what it is, you know, everybody thinks they can do a lot of things, and I think we're just taking some chances, you know. I mean, it's such a difficult thing as a coach. You know, you don't want to take a guy's game away, but a guy's game has got to be taken away if he's turning the ball or trying to do more than he can do, and I think that's what we've had some. We've had the most bizarre turnovers, you know, and in some of our big games, like Malik, who's played so well against Loyola. Now, he did get hurt against Baylor early in the game, but, you know, in our two losses, he's averaging 5 turnovers a game for a forward. That's unheard of, and he is a good player. So I think just sometimes maybe we're trying to do a little bit too much, and yet we're trying to let him go. But you're right, they haven't been on the break as many. They've been in the half court, and they've been in bizarre situations. So the good news is our defense has been very good. Our rebounding's been pretty good. The bad news is our shooting has not been very good. And I think if Hauser and especially Christie start shooting the ball, I think it takes us to another level. So the encouraging part is I think we have a high ceiling to go yet. The discouraging part is the turnovers aren't changing a lot. And that makes you look real undisciplined.
Hey, Coach, how do you prepare, or can you prepare, or are they already used to it since they were stars in high school? But when a guy like Max Christie, wakes up this morning and sees he's on the front page of the sports section and they're talking about how he's doing, do you say anything to the kids? Do you prepare them for that sort of thing, or what happens?
Oh, yeah. I spent an hour with Max on Sunday morning early just because you know, with Max, he's a kid who cares so much. I don't worry about his work ethic. I don't worry about what he's doing. I don't worry about anything. I just try to tell him that he's actually improved his defense. He's improved his rebounding. He's just missing some good shots, but he's also getting attention. He's kind of been the number one guy in the scouting report. So he is best defenders are going on him. And by the way, he's got a guard. He's usually the best guard on the other team. So Max is doing well. I mean, he's going to make the shots. He makes them in practice. That's the least of my worry, but it would make us a lot better team if those two guys were shooting well, because Joey had some great looks too, and yet he played awfully well in a lot of ways. It just the shooting for both of them has been a question mark.
Speaking of freshman guards, how about Jaden Akins in that loss to Baylor, Coach? Comes off the bench, contributes 12 points along the way and three boards.
Yeah, Jaden has been a pleasant surprise the whole summer, fall. I mean, I think he's, you know, he's got a chance to be, I said he's my new Charlie Bell. He can rebound, he can tip dunk, he's athletic, he can run the court. He's a very good defensive player, and he is improving his offense. You know, he can score it like Charlie did, you know, and yet his three-point shooting has to continue to improve. But I've been really pleased with the play of Jaden, and he's been a fun kid to coach. He picks up stuff quick. You know, he's it's been all good. It's just when you turn the ball over 15 times a game, it'd be like averaging, you know, three interceptions a game, you know, in football. You just
right.
never feel good. And that's kind of where we're at. But I think it's correctable, but it's got to get correctable, if that makes any sense.
Well, you have 5 days to recruit following that battle for Atlantis, and the schedule just keeps on coming. The ACC Big Ten Challenge in full effect at the Breslin Center come Wednesday night, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, 7:15 tip. Who's in town? That would be the Louisville Cardinals. Another nice test for your club, now number 22 in all the land.
Yeah, you know, it's this schedule has turned out to be even better. You know, with Kansas and Baylor being top five teams at one point, with you know, on the road at Butler, and then I'm telling you, Loyola's a good team. They'll be a tournament team, and I think the second best team we played was UConn. They were really good, and so now you add Louisville to that list, and that's going to be six pretty good teams in the non-conference, and only our third game at home. So big game for us tomorrow. You know, we have to find a way to win that game, and then we get on a regular schedule, you know, where every 3 days we play instead of what we went through this past weekend.